Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jair Alexander traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. Ravens getting two draft picks back, exchanged for one of their draft picks and Alexander. Other than the fact that he sucked, Ed, why didn't it work here in Baltimore?
It wasn't healthy. Then it was a healthy scratch. It wasn't very good. The coach just didn't want it. I don't know why people would be critical. They paid him almost nothing as far as NFL money goes. It took a shot. Didn't work out.
Move on.
You get a draft pick for it.
Yeah, move on.
I mean, look, it's the worst possible scenario here, I think, but it's still not a bad thing.
Yeah,
right?
But they didn't pay him like Earl Thomas money.
No.
You're getting nothing.
You're not getting killed on the books and you got a pick back for him.
Yeah.
What sucked is that we all thought him coming in, it's like, oh, you're getting this. It's almost like when you got Earl Thomas. Like, hey, guess who we got? Oh, what's he doing with his brother? Gross. Yeah.
And the problem is, it sounds like to me his agent knows someone in Philly, blamed it on the circumstances in Baltimore, saying he can still play. Maybe a change of scenery. I hope he does. I hope a change of scenery does help him out. Didn't work out here. Move on. I mean, when I found out about this trade, you know, a couple of people hit me up they text me, belly aching about it. I don't care.
Yeah.
You're not losing anything. It's not like you're trading someone who you could actually use. It was time for it. I think it's great the fact that you can't use him, you can get a draft pick back.
Yeah. You get something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than nothing. It's like you just got to, you know, say, okay, didn't work out. We got to eat some money and see you later. It paid him almost nothing. It just didn't work out. I'm surprised it was this bad an experience. I thought it would be better than this. I was worried about his health. When I saw he was a healthy scratch every week, I'm like, well, that's not good.
That sounds like something else is going on.
Yeah, it was not good.
But is there a chance that they call you a healthy scratch and they don't believe you're 100%? And, you know, like, or vice versa, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he's still trying to play through that injury and telling him he's okay and he wants to be out there. Was it a doghouse situation?
Well, in order to be healthy scratch, you got to be cleared by the medical team to be healthy.
Yeah, but it's something, I get it. But like being cleared, does that still mean that he's not banged up and comparatively speaking, looking at the other guys? Or was it that he was just so bad when he was here? Was there anything going on behind the scenes? Yeah, you in the front.
I don't think it was the health. You know why? He was traded. That ain't health.
Well,
I think it's something else going on beyond health. Because before we trade for him, we're going to send this guy through the medical ringer to make sure that he's not just telling us he's healthy. We gave up a couple of draft picks for him. I think he, you know, for all intents and purposes, was probably acting like an a-hole, like we heard he could.
That's why Green Bay didn't want him.
Exactly. I think Green Bay Jair showed up.
What's funny, Preston used that exact word for him when they picked him up.
With a-hole?
Yep.
Yeah. I think that guy showed up. Didn't want to buy in. Those of you who say Harbaugh doesn't like personalities in the locker room. No, Harbaugh doesn't like a-holes in the locker room.
Yeah.
Okay? That's a difference. I think, you know, you can be one if you're productive. If you're not productive.
That's what I was going to say. Hey, if you're a pain in the ass and you're producing, sometimes they look the other way. A lot of times they look the other way until they're forced and they can't anymore.
The juice is worth the squeeze.
Yeah.
We're going to keep riding with it. But it's not. You know what? You're a jerk and you can't play.
Right. That's when it's enough. Yeah. You're a jerk and you're a superstar. Okay. But
negative.
410-583-1057 is the number. I always call it. I call it the Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People heard about how bad Allen Iverson was, you know, practice and all these things. And you got away with it when he was the MVP candidate every year. He was a one-man wrecking crew taking you to the NBA Finals. But when that talent dropped off, I don't want to deal with Allen anymore. Because now you're not dealing with the talent. You're just dealing with the personality. Baltimore, Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, is that Joe? Did Joe answer the phone?
Yeah.
Joe always answers the phone.
Okay, because sometimes I can't catch Joe's voice. And I'd be like, oh, I'm scared. I don't want to call a guy Joe, and it's not Joe. But anyway,
it's Joe.
The best thing about Jai Alexander, well, you know, he had the knee problem, and then he was a healthy, quote-unquote, scratch. But the best thing he did here was he challenged the guy that did the Ray Lewis dance. That was great, you know. The guy did the Ray Lewis dance. Who was it? Somebody on the Rams?
Yeah, but it was great, but it was also stupid and petty, like him trying to take the ball. What was he doing? He just wanted the ball. You don't get to keep the ball because you dance.
Yeah.
You want to do something, right. Knock his ass over.
You know what? Yeah, you know what's worse than crediting him for that, saying that's the best thing he ever did, Mike? The fact that he was so bad that I forgot he did it.
That's the only thing he's memorable here for. That's bad, ain't it?
It is. I mean, I forgot he did it. And remember, at the time, I credited him. I'm like, yeah, pretty, you know. Yeah. And now I forgot about it. I just think he just wasn't the guy for this team. That's it. It's all right.
We didn't fit in.
It's okay.
Clearly. I was optimistic because, you know, Lamar's teammate and all that stuff, but.
A lot of years have gone
between.
Since.
Yeah, yeah.
Lamar, I'm thinking Lamar probably thought, yeah, you guys do what you got to do.
Yeah.
you got to go. Listen, Lamar, the same guy that took games out of the locker room. You think he's trying to protect the friendships?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I just don't see it. And and people are going to criticize Eric DaCosta for the move, and you're fine. You can go ahead.
Why would you criticize him? He kicked the tires on something that it turned out it was broke. And then he got something back for it.
Because you live to criticize him. Yeah. Because you're waiting to criticize him.
Well, there's just people that just want to complain.
You wake up every morning looking for a reason to criticize Eric DaCosta.
Huh, you're complaining? I'm surprised you've written 172 replies on Yelp. Wonder if any of them were good. There's just so many people that all they want to do is bitch. Just all they want to do. Like, there's this thing not working out, as Ed pointed out, it does nothing except you just got a draft pick back.
Yeah.
You got an extra draft pick for having the guy on your team for a few months.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.